The state agency responsible for fighting wildfires is defending its handling of the blazes that destroyed more than 2,000 structures in Sevier County last year. Officials are finally releasing records about the catastrophe, which cost $1 billion in damage and claimed 14 lives. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The wildfire swept through Gatlinburg shortly after Thanksgiving. Many people were caught by surprise, and local officials have struggled to explain why the resort area wasn't evacuated before the fires became a threat. But the Tennessee Division of Forestry believes there's not much it could have done differently. In fact, after reviewing internal reports, communications, and feedback from firefighters, State Forester Jerry Jeter says its efforts were a success.
And I know, you know, people measure success in different ways, and I visited there. I saw the work that our men and women did, and I was very proud of what they did.
But the forestry division oversaw only one piece of the response, fighting the fires. It wasn't involved in getting people out of harm's way. That job fell to the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency and local authorities. The division also wasn't responsible for trying to contain the blaze in its early stages. For nearly a week, it smoldered on federal land. Still, Jeter says his agency is taking steps to improve future responses. It plans to install trackers on firefighting equipment so they can be deployed more efficiently. And the Forestry Division is going to retire the flip phones that many responders carried during the fire. They'll now get smartphones that can be used to call up maps and other critical information on the spot. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.